I'm delighted today, Donal, to be able to announce the commitment to an 11.9 million euro of funding, 75% from the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, and 25% from Donegal County Council to restart and complete the Greencastle Breakwater project. This is one of my key priorities whenever I was appointed as Minister of the Marine. Indeed, it has been a key priority of mine over the last period of time. And it's really important for the port of Greencastle, which is a really important fishing harbour nationally, and strategically really important as well. And there's tremendous capacity there to develop the port and the harbour in the years ahead. So I'm delighted as Minister for the Marine to be able to confirm this 11.9 million funding commitment. And the project will be managed by Donegal County Council, and they now have the green light to commence the preparations for that and to, in the best time frame possible, proceed with getting the preparations completed and commencing the work.
We know that Donegal County Council, the harbour authorities, and indeed yourself and your own department officials have had a series of meetings in recent days. Coming out of those meetings, is there a time frame? When do you anticipate this work will finally be finished?
I hope it will move as quickly as possible now. What's really important is the funding commitment today, and that coming from the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine now, there's a clear commitment there to fully fund it. 75% from the department, 25% from the Donegal County Council. The council will now proceed in terms of preparing the renewal of the planning permission, the foreshore consent, and indeed then the tender documents to award the contract. So I hope that work will be able to proceed in the best time frame possible. But what's clear coming out from today is the clear commitment that this project will be fully funded, that it will recommence, that work now starts. And thankfully, the fish in Greencastle, and indeed the local community, and indeed Donegal as a whole, can look forward to this project, much needed project, actually being completed. And after some 10 years of an unfortunate delay, I'm delighted as Minister to be able to deliver the funding necessary to ensure that work will be finalised.